Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing to hear.
Cool, Stevie Ray bringing us back to the late, great SRV. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos. Hidden Profit. Profit.com is the website. Hidden Profit, Profit. I first, then the E. Founder of DF Consulting, author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. Her work, her ideas, her approach to helping small business owners do a better job with their finances is catching on. It's going to be global very soon, I'm sure. So, folks, that's the reason why you've got an opportunity right now to tap into it with this book. And check out her website. She'll help you with that too. Don, I'm so proud of you, because what you're doing is needed more than in the small business sector than anything else. Because I've said, how many times have you heard me say, most businesses don't go out of business because they didn't have enough product, the right kind of product, or because they didn't work hard enough. They did it because they didn't manage their finances, especially their cash.
Well, that's right, Jim. So let's talk about four things everybody can do to improve cash flow. Everybody, not just some, everyone. First thing is you have to invoice on a timely basis. If you finish a project, you finish a phase of a project, you invoice that customer before you put your head down on your pillow that night. When you ship something out the door, invoice immediately. And you should have a system that does this for you. You shouldn't have to do it manually. So, number one, invoice on a timely basis. We could probably save 25 to 30% of the small businesses out there that are going bankrupt just if they do that.
And let me tell you something else. Maybe this is one of your four. Forgive me if it is. Find out which customers give you discounts or take discounts for fast paying, and make sure you get it in so they can do it. And make sure you put that on there. Put a discount on your thing. If you find somebody who's fastidious about that, they'll pay you quickly.
Well, that's right. And they are the keepers of your cash flow, and they may not be big customers, Jim. We can't turn our noses up at small customers because they pay the bills.
I don't.
Okay? So invoice on a timely basis. See who your fast payers are. But the third thing is you got to stay on top of your accounts receivable. And what is that? You're the bank, right? These are people that owe you money. I gave a webinar about managing accounts receivable, and someone said, oh, my gosh, that's what AR is on my balance sheet? It's like, yes, Virginia.
Are you serious?
These are people that owe you money. She said, I got $40,000 on my accounts receivable. I said, so what are you going to do about that? She said, I'm going to go call them and ask to get paid. I said, hello?
And every month that goes by without getting paid from someone, your chances of collecting from them, the percentages go down.
It goes down geometrically, not arithmetically. So that means that if you have 30-day payment terms, Jim, one of the things that I advocate, this is my number three point, is that you should be calling the client about day 20 or 25 and say, and call up their accounts payable clerk, that's point four, you got to know who that is, and say, oh, by the way, I just wanted to remind you, write friendly reminder before it's due. I just wanted to remind you that the invoice is going to be due on the 30th. We just turned a month last week. Is there going to be a problem paying the invoice? You ask that question. It's an open-ended question. And if the person says, well, you know, we're a little tight this month, then at least you can negotiate for partial payment so you're not out the entire invoice.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody knows you're on it, and you become a priority. The squeaky wheel really does get the cash.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, so you call in advance. You got to stay on top of your AR, and there's something called an accounts receivable aging report. How many people know this exists? Every accountant knows it. Every bookkeeper knows it. Few business owners.
That's where
know
the
it.
Trouble comes. That's where the trouble's.
That's
listed.
Where it is, but that's where you'll see it. So the accounts receivable aging report you should get every single week. You should know who owes you money, how much they owe you, and for how long they've owed it to you. And part of your job, if you're in business, is you got to get on the phone and you got to learn how to speak to these people and ask to get paid. By the way,
I have sample
dialogues in Accounting for the Number Phobic. People can actually read the dialogue and they can follow the script and have those conversations.
What's number four?
Well, number four is you've got to be consistent. You've got to do this as a weekly discipline to protect your cash.
They might pay you quicker just so you won't call them. They will.
That's true. But, Jim, here's the thing. If you have an hour of time as a small business owner and you have a choice to go out and get more customers or spend that hour collecting cash, guess what I recommend?
Yeah, I know which one. Get the cash.
Get the cash.
Yeah, or hire somebody to do that. But you got to stay on top of it, though. It's your possibility. You can delegate collecting, but you can't delegate managing it. Hey, Don, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, HiddenProfitProfit.com. We'll get her back another day. I told you we'd get smarter when Don joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.